What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Good morning. Larry Richard with anchorman David Bollerano. It's been a long time coming, 2 years in the making, and many times along the way didn't look like it would happen, but a partnership with U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel of Japan, detailed by President Trump on Friday at the Irvin Works. And I just wanted to talk to a steelworker, so we reached out to Mike Wilson, who's worked at the Clarendon plant for 19 years. Mike, good morning. Thanks for getting up. I know you worked hard yesterday. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
So, you know, somebody who's almost got 20 years in, some great challenges in the steel industry, and we thought, if this doesn't happen, what happens to the Mon Valley?
Well, they were saying that with all the work that needs done, that there's a possibility that we'd be shutting down within the next 5 years.
So that would have been devastating to the workforce here, obviously.
Oh, yeah, for the whole area. It would just destroy the whole area, actually, around us.
So in lieu of that, I'm assuming you're for this deal.
Oh, yes, I am. Yeah. They already put aside, like, billions of dollars to build up all the stuff that's already that needs fixed. So it definitely would be good for me and my family.
Yeah,
to retire there.
Where do you live, Mike? You're in the region, I assume, in the Mon Valley.
Yes, Elizabeth Township.
So if this doesn't happen, this would have meant not only workers leaving and the plant closing, it would have meant all the ancillary businesses, the restaurants and hotels and shops, and everybody would have suffered tremendously.
Yes.
So
yeah, it would.
Go ahead.
I was going to say it would have been very detrimental to the whole area.
And that said, is it true you guys are going to get a bonus? That's pretty exciting.
They were talking about it. I don't know. They were supposed to get a bonus, but whenever that happens, they're talking about like a month and a half or something.
Yeah, well, that would take the edge off summer if you get a $5,000 bonus. That would be good, I would imagine.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, man. That said, $2.2 billion is anticipated to be spent on infrastructure here to make sure that we modernize the plants that we have, ensuring no layoffs for at least a decade, in fact, adding jobs. And there would be, in addition, multiple construction jobs that will have to be filled, too. So this is maybe the most significant economic boom for the region in memory.
Yeah, no doubt.
So you're happy about it, obviously.
Yeah, definitely am. I mean, it gives you a place to be able to retire from. You, after having this many time, plus this much time, plus the age that I am, it's hard to find a job that good in the area.
Yeah, and that said, you've been at this, as we mentioned at the top of the interview, almost 20 years. What kind of work do you do specifically? Just curious.
I'm OpTech One. I work at the water treatment plant. So we take ammonia out of the water and send it down to the gas handling and then put the water back in the river cleaner than what we got it out.
You bring up a part. That's a really important and critical part of the work that's being done. And the hope is technology will help with the air quality, too, long term.
Yeah, it should. I mean, we've been Allegheny County holds us to a high standard as it is. I believe, I want to say we're 97%, 96-97% efficient. And we have to be because we're getting monitored by Allegheny County every single day, every 24 hours a day. So, I mean, we have to keep everything good for the environment.
Well, it sounds like this is going to happen sooner than later now that that it's an agreed partnership deal. So I'm assuming you're pretty happy about that, Mike.
Oh, yes, definitely. I am.
All right. Well, thanks for getting up early for us. I know, again, you worked a long shift yesterday. Appreciate you, though.
All right. Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Mike Wilson, steel worker at the Clairton plant, and his reaction to the partnership deal with U.S. Steel and Nippon of Japan. Talk about the Parkway East and the traffic that has been a nightmare this past week in particular. So,
I mean, looking at when I was doing traffic for the music stations last week when this started, you could just see traffic was backing up substantially. I mean, it looked like afternoon drive and morning rush hour. And then when they've closed they closed the boulevard, the Beechwood Boulevard ramp to get onto the Parkway East,
right,
eastbound.
Right.
That seemed to help a little bit, but a little bit, you know, is still just a little bit.
And then on McKnight Road, you still have outbound third lane closed, and the pinch point is the bridge that goes over Babcock Boulevard. That project continues. They've been working on McKnight Road for over a year. And so at some point, you know, I know summertime, the warmer weather,
right,
there'll be even more projects going. But this, as Ellen talked about, this 250-foot strip of land on Rochester Road is a major connector.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I guess, take it as a shortcut to get around in the North Hills.
Yeah, so if you are on Route 19, you can cut over the hill. There's a Sir Pizza there at the light.
Okay.
And that's the spot if someone is wondering where it is. And it goes to Reese Run, which you can take that and get over the hill back over to 279.
Okay.
So.
But now it's, what, 2 miles?
Yeah. Which, with morning commute, people coming into town and vice versa, that's going to be a mess as well.
And this is supposed to last until August. So, I mean, the overall project is going to go until November, but this part of it itself is going to go, detour will be posted until early August.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly what they were doing on 79 over the weekend. 79 north of Wexford, pinching down to one lane. I see Pat Septak. He drives to Zilli every day. This is on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It was backed up for miles. So I'm not exactly sure. So I guess you got to put on your patience hat.
Well, think about it. In the winter, you need to give yourself extra time because of the roads being needed treating. And then during the summer, you need to give yourself extra time because of the construction work that's being
done. Yeah, and Aaron, you've dealt with this too.
Funny story. I think Ellen will get a kick out of this too when we talk to her. I think last week, maybe like either Wednesday or Thursday, knowing that there's the construction on the Parkway East outbound, I was approaching and I'm like, it doesn't look as bad. So I'm just going to go this way instead of taking the Oakland exit. I went the normal way and regretted it immediately because, I mean, we are just seeing a lot of construction and that's a really big one.
Well, how about when you're coming in? Because it's in the 4 a.m. hour. You
right.
get here at 5.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't affect me at all.
Oh, on the way
getting
in.
Here. Yeah,
it's just
no.
just getting home.
And actually, well, maybe I say that because I'm just used to it. There is one less lane coming into the city. So actually, I will say, I just think whether the cars are a little bit afraid or there's just a lot of cars, it does create a little bit of a slowdown. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm so used to it, I don't even think.
Well, keep in mind, this is on top of the bridges being closed in Schenley Park. So a lot of East End drivers would go through Squirrel Hill, go through Schenley Park, take Panther Hollow Bridge, and then the Charles Anderson Bridge to get onto the Boulevard of the Allies to get into to downtown. So there's just a whole bunch of things going on in the
now
same
the
area.
Heron Avenue Bridge is closed on top of that.
Yeah.
Other than that.
No problems.
All right. Over the weekend, a rare interview, a sit-down one-on-one with Elon Musk, the richest man on the planet Earth, and also who now used to head Doge. So they sat down with him to talk about his business ventures, and then he brought up how he thought that Doge was given a bad name.
What was starting to happen was that, like, it's a bit unfair because, like, Doge became the whipping boy for everything. So if there was some cut, real or imagined, everyone would blame Doge. I've had people think that, like, somehow Doge is going to stop them from getting their Social Security check, which is completely untrue.
Well, I guess I was just thinking about the, you know, move fast and break things, you know, before you really understand what the agency does.
Yeah, I mean, I guess part of it is like, depends on where you're coming from. So, you know, I'm like a proponent of smaller government, not bigger government. So now if somebody's a proponent of, you know, more government programs and bigger government, and they see, hey, Doge is cutting all these government programs, then they'll be fundamentally opposed to that because they just think the government should do more things. That's just a fundamental, I guess, ideological opinion. But my frank opinion of the government is that, like, the government is just like the DMV that got big, okay? So when you say, like, let's have the government do something, you should think, do you want the DMV to do it?
And then Musk started talking about the Trump administration. I hadn't even asked him about Trump.
And, you know, it's not like I agree with everything the administration does. So it's like, I agree with much of what the administration does, but we have differences of opinion. You know, there's things that I don't entirely agree with. It's difficult for me to bring that up in an interview because then it creates a bone of contention. So then I'm a little stuck in a bind where I'm like, well, I don't want to, you know, speak out against the administration, but I don't want to. Also, don't want to take responsibility for everything the administration is doing.
So that was the money shot, and this interview was done before it was announced that he would be stepping down full time, because he doesn't agree. If his job is to cut the budget and trim the fat, he's saying that the current budget proposal, he's at odds with some of it because it increases the national debt. So, but interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The man is, how did he become the richest man in the world? He didn't win the lottery. He did it with his mind, clearly. But sometimes he seems to struggle to be able to communicate his thoughts. Maybe his mind's moving faster than his lips.
Could be.
But at the end of the day, he's obviously been brilliant in his business world, and now he's going to step back. But he did say, prior to President Trump coming to Pittsburgh on Friday,
attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He was in the Oval Office and said he will continue to consult. So that's kind of where it stands today. Mm-hmm. Okay, morning show. Happy Monday. New month, new attitude. And every Monday at this time, brought to you by Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors. Mr. Caranta, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
Good. Heading into summer months. It's certainly going to feel like that this week. But also, this is a time for a lot of people. School will be out. The kids will be home. And then you're thinking to yourself, okay, it's a good time to kind of hit the reset button on some things too, like planning for your future.
Yeah. Did you know, actually, people will spend more time, believe it or not, planning their summer vacation than they will actually planning their retirement.
You know what?
Real statistic.
That's not shocking. And let's be honest, planning a vacation, even if you're just dream planning, is so much more fun. But yet what's more important and impactful is certainly planning on your future.
That's right. But look, I'm all about this. I have a client and he said this to me probably about 20 years ago, and I believe in it every single day, and I share it with every one of our clients, and I'm going to share it here today. You know, this money is only as good as what we do with it. And, you know, if you really think about what that money is there for, it's to create memories with the people you love, your friends, your family members. And that's why you want to have a plan so that you can do it. And today, I want to tell you the tale of two fortunes and why behavior beats brilliance. Now, I want to give credit to Morgan Housel, who recently wrote the book, The Psychology of Money. Have you read this yet, Larry, The Psychology of Money?
No, but it sounds like something I probably should have read.
It's outstanding. And for any of you folks listening that say, I hate to read about anything financial, I promise you, this is one of the best books you will ever read. It is entertaining. Morgan Housel was, he wrote for the Wall Street Journal for many years. And another book that I want to recommend to the listeners, Larry, is a book called Die with Zero. Now, I won't give away what the whole point of that book is, but two great books for you to read over the summer. But let's talk about these two tales and why behavior beats brilliance. And I want to tell you about two very different people who teach us everything about why having a plan matters more than being the smartest person in the room. So meet Ronald Reed. He's a janitor and a gas station attendant from Vermont. Never made more than $30,000 a year, drove an old car, wore flannel shirts, When he died at 92, everyone was shocked to learn he accumulated over $8 million and he left it all to charity.
What?
And then you have a guy by the name of Richard Fascone. Now, this guy's a Harvard MBA, successful Merrill Lynch executive, made millions on Wall Street. He had it all, 18,000 square foot mansion with 11 bathrooms. I don't know why anybody needs 11 bathrooms, but he had 11 bathrooms, two pools, seven garages, but he lost everything and went bankrupt during the 2008 financial crisis.
How is that even possible?
Well, it comes down to one thing, and that's behavior. And I've always said at Secure Money Advisors, our job is not only to help you put together a plan, but we're financial behavioral counselors, because Ronald Reed had a very, very simple plan. Buy good companies and never sell them. He wasn't trying to get rich quick or impress anybody. But Fascone took a massive debt trying to live an extravagant lifestyle. And when the market turned, he was wiped out. And here's what this teaches us at Secure Money Advisors. Your behavior with money matters far more than your intelligence or how much you've earned. Larry, I can't tell you how many incredibly intelligent people I've met over the last 25 years that have taken unnecessary risk when they shouldn't have and lost a good portion of their portfolio. And here, Ronald Reed understood something most people miss. Wealth isn't about what you earn. It's about what you keep and how long you keep it. And that's why we don't just help you pick investments at Secure Money Advisors. We help you create a black and white plan that works in any market. And more importantly, we're there to coach you through the emotional decisions that can make or break your financial future. Because when the markets get scary, and they will, they always do. I mean, look at the last 2 months. In April, we were going into bear market territory. And in May, we were having better returns than what we've seen since 2009. And so the markets are all over the place. So that'll never stop. But having someone in your corner to keep you focused on your long-term plan can be the difference between retiring comfortably and starting over.
My sister just texted me, Brian. I told you about that Die With Zero book. That said, some really interesting reads, and it's eye-opening. One of the things my dad used to say is he was shocked that there wasn't more taught to young people about the fundamentals of money that would, you know, go into helping somebody like you instead of trying to fix a lot of people as they're streaming to retirement, is to have that longer range plan and understand the philosophy behind money.
Well, let me just say this. If there's anybody from any university or any high school or any place listening that would want a curriculum on the basics of money, Secure Money Advisors would do it absolutely free, because I believe that the message that people need at a young age is the understanding of the fundamentals of money, because I agree with you. Why is that not taught? Why are we not taught the basics of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, balancing a checkbook, right? And not everybody's parents are going to teach them that. I was fortunate to have parents that taught me some of those things, but not everybody's parents do that. So why are we not making that a big part of the curriculum in school? These things would change our children's lives forever, because they would have the basic understanding. When a child graduates today, Larry, most of them don't even know what the 401k is when they get offered by their employer.
Right.
They don't know what it is, how it works, what it's supposed to do.
And part of the problem, as you know, is we're in more and more of a cashless society. So you put a card in for, you tap a card on everything, and you don't realize the effort of who put the money in there that's backing that, even if you're a young person working for minimum wage or up to $20 an hour, that sweat that you put into an hour means something when you equate that with something you're purchasing.
Hey, I remember having $100 in my pocket at a very young age after working at $4 an hour at a dog kennel, cleaning up the dog pens. Now, that was not a very lovely job, but I made $4 an hour. And when I would spend that money, which was mostly in $1 bills, when that pile got small, it hurt.
Yes.
It hurt. But you don't feel that anymore, because on the phone today, a teenager, a kid can just download an app for 99 cents, right? And how many people are getting recharged for that subscription year after year after year and not even knowing it's leaving? Because remember the days we used to sit down and actually fill out our checks to send to the electric company, to the cable company? I mean, that was an all-day event. Nice. I remember having those bills scattered all over the desk, go through every single one, make sure they were correct, write it out, stamp it, and send it. You don't even do that anymore. It's just done automatically. So it's critical that we have a plan for retirement. So don't leave your financial future to chance like Richard Fiscone did. You know, have a plan. Work with a team of people like Secure Money Advisors that believes in providing you with the coaching along the way, along with the plan, so that you continue to make good decisions along the way. And I would also recommend, go to righttrackpittsburgh.com and get a copy of my book, Right Track Your Retirement. I wrote it just for you. It's a simple read. It is a roadmap of how to approach retirement planning, how to invest in retirement, because the way you're investing right now, if you're a working person today, the way you're investing right now is not the way that you can continue to invest in your retirement years. And that's one of the biggest fundamentals missing. Or you can call 800-656-8616. Our team is always standing by to take your call, and you can schedule a complimentary, no obligation, second opinion appointment. Come on, sit down. It's not a sales pitch. At Secure Money Advisor, we're here to help you solve problems. If you're doing all the great things and you're on the right track, we'll shake your hand and tell you, keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job. If there are some areas that need improvement, we'll identify those. We'll let you know what you could do to fix them. If you want to fix them, we'll talk about it. It's that simple.
RightTrackPittsburgh.com, brought to you by Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors. Full disclosure, when I was 17, I worked in the sewer, and they called me Leechbed Larry. And our boss, Brian, said, I'm going to teach you everything you need to know about this job in life right now. It runs downhill.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week. Have a great week.
Bye-bye. Great, great stuff with Brian Caranta. 755 KDKA from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville. Let's get the latest on the commute with Ellen Gamble.
Okay, well, accident-free but not delay-free as we set out for the Monday morning ride here, Larry, and the Parkway west inbound, quite congested for you, backing before the top of Green Tree Hill. Outbound toward the airport, not too tough for you so far this morning. The outbound side of the Parkway east, however, is tough, of course, squeezing through that lane restriction through the Squirrel Hill tunnels, and with the Beechwood Boulevard on-ramp to the outbound Parkway east closed, we still have heavy delays that back you before the Bates Street on-ramp as you make your way out toward the Squirrel Hill tunnels. Kind of looks like evening rush hour there. Inbound, your ride greets you at Wilkinsburg. Parkway north is just slow around Bellevue Westview. 28 southbound is heavy through the Aetna bypass and then down toward the 31st Street Bridge. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 8:05. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.